Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to talk about not such a great day. That not such a great day would be April 15th, otherwise known as Tax Day, otherwise known as Ouch, otherwise known as Can We Stop This Burdensome, Nonsensical System of Taxation That We Have in This Great Country? How did we get there? Why do they have April 15th as tax day anyway? There are so many mysteries about our American system of taxation. Most of all, how did we go from a country that was founded on resistance to taxes and rebellion against taxes to a country where there are lots of people who actually embrace the idea of a 90% top tax rate? How did the income tax get first imposed and then removed and then declared unconstitutional and then a constitutional amendment adopted with overwhelming support to allow an income tax? And isn't there a better way of doing things in this country than basically burdening people with this massive tax code, which has far more words in it than the Bible, but a lot less spiritual and enlightening authority? These and other questions are going to be addressed in this very, very special broadcast, a broadcast of timeless importance. It is called The Shocking Truth About Taxes. That work of tax protest written by the Beatles, of course, that by George Harrison, that was actually the first Beatles song that he wrote. And he wrote it in anger in April of 1966. And when he talks about one for you, 19 for me, yeah, that's the way it was in Great Britain at the time. The top tax rate, which, of course, the Beatles had to face, even being working-class boys who had suddenly made it big, was 95%. One for you, 19 for me. And then should 5% appear too small, be thankful I don't take it all. Because I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Now, actually, there was a very long tradition of British tax protests going back some 750 years before that song was even written. The Magna Carta, the Great Charter of Liberty, as it's been called, the first document limiting the powers of a monarch, which was written down in Runnymede Meadow in 1215, great famous moment in world history. It all began as a tax protest. The nobles were ticked off in a very, very big way about obnoxious taxes, burdensome taxes, and seizures of property by King John. That was unacceptable to them. But that kind of hatred, resentment, distrust of heavy taxes had been tempered largely in Great Britain itself. But in the colonies, it flourished. And this despite the fact that the colonies were very, very lightly taxed. Here is the amazing story about the tax rebellion that became the American Revolution. At the time that the American colonies helped Britain win what was called here the French and Indian War, which was actually the Seven Years' War, Americans weren't suffering in poverty. In fact, by most measures, the American-British colonists had the highest living standards on earth. And they fought this war, which ended in 1763. And it was a war, basically, who was going to control North America. And they were, of course, terribly worried. The French, who were hostile, and they were Catholic, and most of the British colonists were Protestant, of course. That war put Britain deeply, deeply into debt. How deeply into debt? The national debt in Britain doubled. The Seven Years' War was by far the most expensive war that Britain had ever waged, partially because it cost so much money to bring troops and supplies and weapons and everything over to the New World from Great Britain. And all of a sudden, they faced an unimaginable debt at the time, in 1764, of 133 million pounds. Double what the debt had been before, and the interest.
Greatest nation on God's green earth, but not such a great day in terms of a troubled connection a little bit moments ago, which appears to be better, and that's a good thing because we have an extraordinary lineup of guests today. We have Bill Barr, the former Attorney General, one of the only two people ever to serve two different terms as Attorney General. He has been outspoken in describing some of the falling out with President Trump that he had at the last stage of his service. And he has also talked about a need for a future for the Republican Party that includes Trump's position on issues, but without President Trump. We will speak to him about what is going on, about the leak at the Supreme Court and how that should be prosecuted, or if it should be prosecuted, and more, all coming up with former Attorney General Bill Barr. We're also speaking after that to another Bill. Bill O'Reilly has a book about the war against terror, and particularly the way that it was prosecuted under Donald Trump and now under Joe Biden, and what the current threats are from terrorist adversaries, including the nation of Iran, and including a reconstituted ISIS. What is the United States doing below the surface and unheralded, and what do we need to do in fighting terrorism? And we'll also be speaking later in the show to Arthur Herman, who is an expert on a number of things, but he has a new book about the Viking heart. So he has a very unique perspective on the subject of that remarkable movie, and it is a remarkable film, The Northmen, that came out. And it's also very pertinent because two formerly Viking countries, or at least Nordic countries, Finland and Sweden, are about to join NATO, and it could be one of the most significant developments really in recent years in terms of American security, and also concerning American security, missile defense, with Putin talking about using nuclear weapons. Is there any way we could be prepared for that better than we are? Our number is 1-800-955-1776. There's also new developments regarding Russia and their fight in the Donbass. And there's an interesting piece by a senior fellow for defense priorities and a former lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army who deployed into combat zones four times. His name, and he's written a very interesting analysis, Daniel Davis, under the heading Why Russia Has Failed to Win the Battle for Donbass. Now, it doesn't mean that Russia has lost the battle for Donbass, but this is a perspective that is very important. Meanwhile, we spoke yesterday about the United States revealing that there have been 12, count them, 12 Russian generals who have met their end during this war, and some of them, not all of them, have been identified and helped to meet their end by United States intelligence, because the U.S. intelligence has been crucial in aiding our Ukrainian allies. Here's what John Kirby, Pentagon spokesman, had to say. Actually, we will get to that and more with Bill Barr coming up here on the Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved Show. Yes, we are back. You can reach us at 1-800-955-1776. We have former Attorney General Bill Barr coming up the next segment. I was going to play you a couple of things that John Kirby has said, making clear what America's role has been in terms of helping the Ukrainians take out 12, count them, 12 generals in Vladimir Putin's army. Putin also just had a phone call in the last 24 hours with the Prime Minister of Israel, which is fascinating to see that going on, and we'll try to give you some background and why. But here is John Kirby, Pentagon spokesman, confirming that, yes, we have given Ukrainian forces the benefit of our intelligence, but talking about targeting these generals, not specific generals. Listen. Number one.
Just to address an issue which I know is on everyone's mind today, and this is the issue of intelligence sharing with Ukraine. I just want to stress a couple of things. First, the United States provides battlefield intelligence to help Ukrainians defend their country. We've talked about that quite a bit. We do not provide intelligence on the location of senior military leaders on the battlefield or participate in the targeting decisions of the Ukrainian military. The Ukrainians have, quite frankly, a lot more information than we do. This is their country, their territory, and they have capable intelligence collection abilities of their own. Ukraine combines information that we and other partners provide with the intelligence that they themselves are gathering on the battlefield. And then they make their own decisions, and they take their own actions. And I think it's important not to forget that this is a war the Russians started, and of course they can end it tomorrow.
And that's one of those things that is in speculation now. We're coming up to a crucial day, which is May 9th, which is going to be the Victory Day. That's the way it's celebrated in Russia, where it is expected that Putin will announce some changes in his pursuit of war policy, perhaps even a mass mobilization, adding more troops to his army. John Kirby also gave some credit, the Pentagon spokesman, American, to our Ukrainian allies and their amazingly stiff resistance, 1.5.
We would still assess that the Ukrainians are putting up a very stiff resistance and that the Russians have not made the progress that we believe they expected to make by this point. That's not to say they haven't made any progress. I think we would continue to assess it as incremental and uneven, but not non-existent. And again, we think that that's partly, a big part of it is the Ukrainian resistance, but also partly through their own uneven efforts to fix the challenges that they had north around Kyiv.
Okay, this all goes to some of the analysis as provided by Daniel Davis, Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis, who is a senior fellow for defense priorities and author of The 11th Hour in 2020 America. But he writes about the Russians. He says Russian military authorities likely expected to achieve a breakthrough in the northern shoulder of Ukraine's defenses in the Donbas by this point, but they failed. The reason is that Ukrainian troops continue to exceed expectations on the ground, and Russian troops underperform from inadequate, poor tactical pre-war training. In practical terms, however, the Ukrainians' successful defense results from the elaborate defenses Kyiv had ordered in the years since 2014. In other words, they've been preparing their own defense. The defenses of the Donbas include concrete bunkers, mutually reinforcing positions, interlocking fields of fire, anti-tank mines, and pre-sighted artillery targets on likely Russian avenues of approach. So how have the Russians answered? They've answered with almost constant shelling. And this can take its toll. It hasn't yet. But as he points out, they've been offering incredibly intense volumes of fire on the defenders in these areas. Such attacks have thus far not caused the line to break, but it is crucial to understand the men under the bombardment are not immune to the cumulative effects of so many explosions. He talks about the experience in World War I, where people who were fighting in the trenches for sometimes months, even years, suffered from shell shock. Russian troops, too, he says, are subject to Ukrainian artillery fire, but apparently in lower volumes, and thus cumulatively would seem to have less risk of breaking over shell shock effects. But even if Russia does eventually grind down the UAF, Ukrainian Army forces, defenses and capture the Donbas, they will be a spent force and be incapable of continuing further to either take Odessa or the Black Sea coast or strike north to capture Kharkiv. As Russian military expert Michael Kaufman has examined in detail, mobilizing the country, that would be Russia, for open war against Ukraine would be necessary to free up or create new fighting formations to continue the war in Ukraine. Doing so incurs considerable political costs for Putin, but without mobilization, Russia might not capture the Donbas and definitely would not be able to carry the war further. So with all that going on, President Putin took time to call the Prime Minister of Israel yesterday. And the story is, from Israeli sources, after a series of outlandish accusations from the Kremlin about Jewish responsibility for the Holocaust, Russian President Vladimir Putin has apologized to his Israeli counterpart, Naftali Bennett. Prime Minister Bennett and other Israeli leaders had taken offense, to say the least, at the suggestion that Jews had been responsible for the murder of their fellow Jews by the Nazis during World War II, an argument first made by Russian Prime Minister, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Sunday in a misbegotten effort to explain why Russia was seeking to denazify Ukraine, a country led by a Jewish president who had family members who perished in the Holocaust. Bennett spoke with the Russian leader by telephone yesterday. The Prime Minister accepted President Putin's apology, says the official statement, for Lavrov's remarks and thanked him for clarifying the President's attitude toward the Jewish people in the memory of the Holocaust, Bennett's office said. The apology appears to conclude a nearly week-long spat that offered yet another glimpse into the warped historical and geopolitical thinking guiding an isolated Kremlin that has grasped for justification since launching an invasion of Ukraine in late February. Quote, wise Jewish people say that the most ardent anti-Semites are usually Jews, Lavrov had told an Italian news outlet earlier this week. He also falsely said that dictator Adolf Hitler was himself partly Jewish, which has been completely debunked and has no basis in fact. Something that does have basis in fact is Bill Barr has been one of the most outspoken critics of President Trump's handling since the election. We'll get to that and more with Bill Barr, former Attorney General, coming up.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 25 million people in the southeast are bracing for a stormy Mother's Day weekend. Damaging winds, hail, and tornadoes are all in the forecast today from Alabama to Virginia. The severe weather will then move to the Central Plains and the Midwest. This comes after tornadoes left a trail of damage in Texas and Oklahoma on Wednesday. More than 7,000 power outages remain in both states, with 13,000 in Louisiana. A radical abortion group calling itself Ruth Sent Us announced this week that it's mobilizing activists to enter Catholic churches during Mass this upcoming Sunday in response to reports that the Supreme Court is set to overturn Roe v. Wade. President Biden meeting with manufacturing leaders in Hamilton, Ohio today. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Bill Barr, the former Attorney General, the author of the new book, One Damn Thing After Another, Memoirs of an Attorney General, is one of the very few people, in fact, one of only two people, who have served as Attorney General in two different administrations. And his book is a sensational read. It's deservedly a bestseller. It is certainly one of the best books and will be remembered as one of the best books about the Trump administrations. And its triumphs as well as its tragic, self-destructive flaws. General Barr, it is a pleasure to speak to you.
Well, I'm honored to be on your show, Mike. I've been a fan of yours for a long time, so I'm really delighted.
Well, kind of you to say. Let me ask you, because you have a perspective that is totally unique. You served at the center of the Bush administration, which you describe. I found those some of the most readable and important and revealing aspects of your book. And you also then go on years later to serve President Trump. What are some of the things that you think President Trump might have learned, perhaps should have learned, from his predecessor, George Herbert Walker Bush?
To be honest, Michael, I didn't think Trump was going to learn anything. You know, he was in his 70s, and it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks. I thought that his own self-interest, you know, he might change some of his behavior because of his own self-interest. I thought that, he wouldn't be as constantly pugnacious and offensive to a lot of people out there, and that if he did that, if he controlled himself a little bit, he would have easily won re-election. But he didn't change, and it was to me very sad and tragic that he lost an election that he could have won.
And certainly that there are, well, he doesn't believe he lost the election. This is one of those things I was dying to ask you, actually, is he clearly has maintained that he won, and he won by a lot, and he won in a landslide. Do you think he in his darkest hours, in the middle of the night, as he's going to bed or waking up. Does he really believe that?
You know, I really don't know. He acts as if he believes it, but it's a convenient thing for him to believe because I don't think he would ever acknowledge that he lost. People were warning him all year, 2020, about two things. One, he had to reel it in a little bit and dial back some of his pugnacity and realize that part of winning this election would be recapturing some of the Republicans and independents in the suburbs who supported him the first time, but then, you know, got fed up with him. And the second thing is a lot of people were warning him that he needed a stronger legal effort before the election, months and months and months before the election, to challenge some of the rule changes that were made. And he didn't put the effort in through his campaign structure. And so it's a little bit of, he was warned and ignored it, and then he has to find an excuse for what happened. Now, don't get me wrong, you know, the playing field was skewed. There were unfair changes that were made. There were violations of some of the rules. I think there was, probably more harvesting of votes, you know, where people go around and collect the votes and then deposit them. In some states that prohibited it, but I don't think any of that ultimately was responsible for the loss of the election. I think he ran very weak in the key suburbs, and he ran weaker than the Republican ticket generally in the battleground states. And you can't run weaker than the Republican ticket and win in a close election.
Right, and by the way, he did that before. That was true in 2016 as well. If you look at the battleground states that Trump won, he was still running behind the Republican ticket there. You write in the book, the election was not stolen, Trump lost it. And you made the case while you were Attorney General still, and which was an act of singular political courage, because you had to know what Trump's reaction would be, and that reaction is described in the book, the instant bestseller, One Damn Thing After Another. It's posted on our website, by the way. But right now, you made the case while you were Attorney General that there was no evidence of widespread fraud. And here we are, a year and a half later, and polls show that a majority of Republicans still disagree with you. What do you think we need to do, people who have a commitment to the truth, to get more widespread acceptance among our Republican brothers and sisters that, no, this was a legit election, however much you may dislike the outcome?
Well, part of it also is imprecision and lumping together of different concepts and asking open-ended questions like rigged or unfair and so forth. And I'm trying to point out to Trump supporters, you know, the fact that the rules were changed to make it easier, to longer extensions of ballot time and, you know, that kind of thing, you know, the mail-in voting expanded and so forth. Those were rules. They may have hurt the Republicans, but those were the rules by which the election was won. And some people might think that was rigging, but it was not illegal. You can't, you know, challenge the election because of that. Then the second group of things are things like harvesting of votes or not having Republican observers while votes are counted. Those are things that protect against fraud, but the violation of those rules don't mean you get to change the votes. You still have to show that there was fraud in the votes. That is, that the person voting was unqualified to vote, or that valid votes were excluded. That's what fraud is. And then that's the third bucket, which starting during the election night, the president came downstairs and said there was major fraud underway. And from then on, they verbalized it as fraud. And all the examples they threw out in the first several weeks were bogus. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the Dominion machines. All their stuff about, you know, more people voting in Philadelphia than there were people, it was just completely wrong and false. the very stories they had about truckloads of ballots coming in from New York to Pennsylvania was false. This stuff was looked at. It was just false. And none of these allegations of actual fraud have been borne out by the evidence. And, I just think a lot of people just don't spend the time to look at these issues and sort them out. I mean, right now you're going to have this heavy breathing about this movie that resulted it was based on cell phone data. And suggesting that there were thousands of mules because they followed these cell phone data. Well, if you take 2 million phones in a city and see whether they passed five times a day, they passed voting deposit boxes, you're going to come out with hundreds of people because it's not people that went right up to it. It's within 100 feet or so. And you're going to just, find many people. That went by. That's not evidence of widespread harvesting, at least as widespread as they're suggesting it was. But, it's one of these stories after the other.
It's one damn thing after another. That's the title of the utterly can't put it downable book by William P. Barr, former Attorney General. We'll be right back. Attorney General Barr is a very strong pro-life Catholic and conservative. So we want to talk a little bit about the impact of the recent Supreme Court decision even before it becomes official. We'll be right back with Bill Barr. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medved Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day, plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
One damn thing after another. It's a great title. It's based upon what one of Bill Barr's predecessors said that it was like being in charge of the Justice Department. He was in charge of the Justice Department twice, once under Donald Trump, of course, and once under George Herbert Walker Bush. And the book is fascinating on both tenures. And one of the things that I learned about was the Bush administration reaction to the riots that broke out, the Rodney King riots, which were devastating to Los Angeles. And part of the way that the Justice Department and the Bush administration handled that challenge. Speaking of challenges, right now there's an opportunity. There's an opportunity for the Republicans to sweep in 2022. And to win again a meaningful triumph in 2024. I know as a loyal conservative and Republican, General Barr, you certainly want to see that happen. What is the most important advice you would give, based on your experiences documented in the book, that you would give to the Republican Party to secure those victories?
So I think I think we're living through something akin to the 60s and 70s where the Democrats took such a hard turn to the left that they laid the groundwork for Ronald Reagan's victory. You know, the Democrats tried to patch over the problem by putting in Jimmy Carter just like they've now put in Biden. But that just lays the groundwork for a decisive victory. And I tell all my friends, my MAGA friends, look, what will it take to make America great again? And to get away from this trench warfare, it'll take a decisive victory with multiple administrations. And, you know, Reagan ushered in three of direct control, and then the Democrats were forced to come in with a moderate president. And that's the kind of decisive victory we need. And that's done, as Ronald Reagan showed, by uniting the party, by getting the working class and the middle class and the suburban Republican and independent voters and the classical liberal Democrats who were repulsed by the totalitarian progressive element of the Democratic Party. And that's what Reagan did, and that's what we can do again. And I don't think Trump is the person who can do that. I have no hostility to the man, but you know, he'd be a 78-year-old lame duck who's bent on retaliation and revenge, and he is not a uniter. He's not someone who's going to unite the Republican Party. And people, you know, people on the Republican side, the more conservative and the classical liberals have to, you know, unite. And we have much more in common and want the same things for the country. Our adversaries are the progressives, and we have to unite in the face of this, and we can have a decisive victory.
There's a piece today, interesting piece by Mark Thiessen that came out concerning abortion and the upcoming elections. And it's widely assumed that this is going to be an advantage. It's going to mobilize Democrats. He suggests that the issue can actually work on behalf of conservatives. Do you agree?
Yes. I'm not sure. I haven't seen his article, but I do think that this could end up helping the conservatives. I think that the left is going to overplay its hand and, you know, engage in this kind of mob bullying that they've started off with, and that's going to backfire. And I think the important thing for the Republicans to understand, to remember, is that we can't take the focus off of inflation and the economy, and on the cultural front, we can't take the focus off the indoctrination that's being done by the public school system, and we have to focus on the corruption of our educational system. And so I think as long as we keep that in mind, we're going to be fine.
Yeah, I know that a lot of people, when they hear conservatives talking about some of the excesses in American education, they think immediately about racial issues, gender issues, sexuality issues. What bothers me most about what's going on in schools is teaching kids anti-Americanism, teaching kids to view our country, which is the best country in the history of the world and has given all of us so many blessings, to view our country with guilt rather than gratitude. And a new kind of Americanism and American pride is needed in the country. And I know you've spoken about that. You spoke about it at Notre Dame and elsewhere.
Right. No, I agree. I think it's anti-Americanism. And, you know, one of the original reasons back in the middle of the 19th century people were pushing for state-funded education, public education, was to bring us all together, to unite us as Americans, and the current curriculum drives people apart and teaches their unbridgeable gaps between us all. So, you know, they're not even performing its fundamental function, much less teaching the three R's. I mean, we are one of the weakest industrialized countries in the world when it comes to, you know, the substance of our education, and the Chinese are beating the stuffings out of us. That's our future. It's being taken away.
And as a twice Attorney General of the United States, do you agree with me that the criminalization of our politics, the idea of lock her up or lock him up, and you hear on both sides now, there's a great desire to put Trump in jail and to put his children in jail, et cetera, et cetera. But the same way that people at rallies would be chanting that lock him up slogan, we can do better than that, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, that has been something that I have been hammering away at all the way back to Bush years, so for the last 30 years, and certainly in recent times I've been saying, you know, that we have gotten off on this track of criminalizing our politics. It's not enough to disagree with somebody, but you have to figure out some kind of arcane argument that could be made that they violated the law and they should be thrown in jail. And I get just as nauseated by, you know, these right-wing people who just immediately knee-jerk reactions, lock them up. You know, and under our system, it is hard to lock somebody up. It is hard to prove a criminal case. You have to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt and each and every element of the crime. And a lot of these people who are, you know, we've gotten this frame of mind that if you don't like what somebody has done, then they must be a criminal and they should be locked up. And, you know, it's actually very self-defeating. And one of the examples I've used, the Russiagate thing and the Hunter Biden thing, which is, regardless of whether someone is locked up and they're ultimately proved to have committed a crime, the American people are smart enough to see what happens. And we've gotten away from just letting the facts out there and letting the American people reach a judgment. And instead we've shifted the argument and whether someone's behaved ethically and properly. Instead, it's whether they violated a law and whether they're going to go to prison. And you know, the American people can look at what Hunter Biden was doing, and it was shameful, and they won't like it, and they'll see exactly what happened. But instead of getting that out there to the American people to make a decision on it, you know, the whole issue becomes whether it's an indictable offense. And one thing people have to understand, once you push something over to the criminal justice system, it's done in secret, and it takes a long time. And that's not a, you know, that's not a device that fits very well with the political calendar.
Has your successor, Merrick Garland, had any contact with you at all? Has he asked for advice or even collegial and anything?
No, when he was first named, he and I had a good conversation. We've known each other a long time. But he has not asked for my advice, and nor would I expect him to. And in the current environment, I don't think he really would have the freedom of action to do that. If he wanted to. Yeah.
Well, yeah, when you talk about the current environment, may it increase and improve, may it lighten up a little bit, which is one of the reasons to read One Damn Thing After Another, The Memoirs of an Attorney General, which is just a terrific book. And again, you look at this expecting, well, you're going to learn something. But I don't think the level of entertainment and enlightenment would be fully expected by people who pick up this, it's about 600 pages, this very substantial book that Attorney General Barr did such a good job in writing. We have placed it up at our website at michaelmedved.com. A quick yes or no at the very end. Any chance you would take an active role in a presidential campaign in 2024?
Well, I would take an active role to the extent of, you know, supporting somebody and trying to get the Republican Party to nominate somebody who I think will deliver the kind of victory that's possible.
Well, that is very good news indeed for continued service to this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.